Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Dude, everybody, I'm just talking behind the scenes. Oh, it's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We were discussing how, so my toddler is sick right now. I've been dealing with a fever for the past couple days. And I'm asking around for to the parents and the student, like, yo, my kids too. I feel like everyone is going through something. Rosenberg, I feel like
everybody,
like, sick in some kind of way.
Yeah, man, people are sick. Babies are sick. Adults are sick. People are just sick right now. It's
gross.
Something definitely changed.
Post-COVID changed.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I'm not a scientist. But I do know that, like, sickness has changed. And, like, there's some remaining lingering things that are going around in a way that's a little more rapid and aggressive than it was prior to COVID.
Well, yeah.
There's some sort of...
Viruses mutate, you know?
Yeah, there's
what I
some
mean?
Sort of viral mutation. And people test. They're all like, oh, let me test for COVID. And then it's not COVID. And I'm like, yeah, it's not COVID, but...
There's a whole other
it's
menu
a friend.
Of
it's
things.
It's COVID's homie.
Yeah, but there's a whole menu of other things that have been here.
No, right. And those ones may have changed, right? And then COVID may have mutated those things.
Right.
Somebody told me they were sick for like 35 days or something. Just be, like, I forget who, but like 2 days ago, they was like they were sick for 5 weeks straight. I'm like, what is...
I have a little concoction
a lot
at home.
Going on.
You would be proud of me, Shawnee. It is ginger turmeric.
Okay.
Lemon and orange juice.
Come on now.
Oh, there you go.
And I take that sucker twice a day.
Oh, natural.
Yeah.
That'll bring a dead person back to life. You know what I mean?
At the moment, I feel
it's very
back.
Important.
And then later on, I'm like, but still.
Right. But you know, the natural remedies are, it takes longer, but you have to be more consistent. But it builds the immune system better.
I do a little combination, you know? When it's time to hit the meds, I hit the meds.
Well, listen, you guys know I'm heavy on this. I've been on this AG1 every day. In fact, that's why I just coughed, because a piece of random powder that didn't go all the way down just came back up my throat.
Random powder from what?
The AG1. It's like the green drink I make every morning.
Okay,
that's for, like, brain health, immune health.
It has
like
chlorophyll in it and all kinds
chlorophyll and borophyll. It's all in there.
It's amazing.
So then you just add water to it and you shake it up. Right. But, like, I guess, like, you know,
yeah,
I missed a little dot. Anyways,
so
let's play a little. It's in the throat, Johnny.
Come on, man.
Come on, Usher. Right, damn, Usher.
Shout out to everybody out there who's dealing with a sick kid, sick yourself. You know what I mean? Just, we're with you, man. We're
it's
all
a lot.
Sick together.
It's a lot. All right, who do we have for Laura Never Loses?
We have Aisha.
Aisha. We're not going to talk. We're not going to do this again. How are you, Aisha?
I'm good. Yourself?
We're very, very good. Who else we got, Shawnee?
We have Ramel.
And we have Ramel. Ramel, what's popping, my G?
Good morning.
Aisha, Ramel, good news, guys. I've been told, no, I don't want to jinx it in case it doesn't happen. I've been told that before, congratulations, you played yourself, we may hear from the one and only Ebro Darden.
Wow.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. Breaking news?
Might have some breaking news from Ebro. We're working on getting him on the line. So, Aisha, who do you want to represent you in this game that lives up to its name? It's, of course, for a pair of tickets to go see Fabio Foreign.
Yep. All right, Brooklyn.
I'll go with Laura.
It's
the right thing to do.
You said the game lives up to its name.
Right, that's right. I won yesterday, though, didn't I? God, I think I got myself a nice little win yesterday.
I think you did.
I believe you did.
Yeah. All right, let's get after it. Here we go. Tickets to Fabio on the line.
That's right.
All right.
It's time for Laura Never Loses. Here we go.
Okay.
All right. Who hired the same Laura?
Who hired the same lawyer as... Okay, I'm just going to go with Diddy.
Diddy.
Just
defended Jisleen. That is correct. Who was the drummer in the band Nirvana?
Laura.
Rosenberg.
Dave Grohl.
That is a fact. Yes. Side game. Which album was briefly taken? Laura.
Briefly, okay, I'm going to assume briefly taken down. I'm going to go with Vultures.
Vultures, wow.
Okay.
Correct. What is the hardest mineral?
Laura. I don't know, actually.
Laura?
A hardest mineral? A diamond.
Diamond is correct.
Okay.
They're forever.
Who beat Sabrina?
Peter.
Laura.
Rosenberg.
Steph Curry.
Yes.
That's a fact.
Damn, I knew that
I'm glad you stopped me there. I can't pronounce the last name. Which country is the most closely associated with
Peter.
Vegemite. Vegemite? You wrote. I mean, Rosenberg.
I have no idea. China.
I know.
Incorrect.
It's Australia.
Australia.
Vegemite. It's like something I put in the
coast. I should have guessed someplace that had like lamb. Damn it, Laura wins.
Time's up. Laura wins.
I've never had Vegemite.
Vegemite?
Yeah, it's like a spread that people put on toast. It's Australian.
Really?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound great. Everyone, all my WWE friends are in Australia right now. They're all in Perth for the big Elimination Chamber on Saturday.
They're having Vegemite.
They're having Vegemite as we speak?
Yeah.
I think it's nighttime for them right now. It's like 8 o'clock at night. All right, Aisha, congratulations. You're in the house to 504, all right?
Aisha.
Thank you, guys.
Sending you a big hug, Aisha.
Can I give a shout out?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Can I give a shout out to my twin brothers and my older brother, Shaba, from Concrete Jungle?
Shaba.
There you go.
Yes.
Mr. Lava Man.
Jungle Auto Club.
All right.
The whole movement.
Nice. Okay. All right. Thanks, Aisha. Appreciate you. Hold on 1 second. Laura, what's coming up in Flashing Lights?
Coming up in the Flashing Lights report, Taraji P. Henson and others are named as Time Magazine's 2024 Women of the Year. Mm-hmm. So I'll break this down coming up. Flashing Lights.
97 minutes commercial free. Coming up next. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Warning.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. Lauren Styles gonna put us on.
All right, so big congrats to all the women, including Taraji P. Henson, who has been named one of Time Magazine's Woman of the Year for 2024. Yes, Women of the Year for 2024. So,
women.
She was highlighted with trailblazers like Greta Gerwig, known for Barbie. She was the director of Barbie.
And
she's
an
actor also. Andra Day, Coco Gauff also.
Ooh, young Coco who won herself a Grand Slam.
Yeah. So they all have like, they pin their pieces. And, you know, Taraji has been a big advocate for pay equality in Hollywood.
So Taraji's been out there talking.
Definitely has.
She's been making it happen. So, super dope, man. It makes me super happy. And Coco Gauff, man, she's so dope. Like, she's such a bright light, and, like, her future is bright. Let's just say
that. She won the U.S. Open last year.
Yes. And she's, like, what, 19, 20? And
she's young, man.
She's so young.
I think we first watched her when she was 15. So, now she's 19 or 20. And now she has a major under her belt. It'll be exciting to see her in the coming year. We need it. If you enjoy tennis and you like rooting for Americans... You know what I mean? We need Coco.
You need
Coco. She's our hope.
She's exciting.
The future.
The future. Have you heard, I'm trying to see it. Any other tennis stars right now that we should be looking at?
Not American, not women.
That's it. So it's just Coco.
Coco's what?
I mean, listen, Francis Tiafoe is a cool dude. But Francis hasn't broken through to like the finals yet. He's good, but he hasn't taken that step yet. There are some fun players, but Coco feels like she could fill that Serena spot in our heart. Maybe not. She's not going to be Serena. No one's going to be Serena.
No one's going to be Serena.
But in terms of the place in our heart that we can root for and everyone pulls for.
Yeah. You know what
I
mean?
I love it. That's your Flash and Light report. The time is 7:02, a high of 44 degrees. Rain this evening, and alternate side parking is in effect.
Yo, do you see, I think it was Super Bowl weekend. Serena went to some party. Yo, Sean, you should look up the pictures, bro.
She looking nice.
Serena wore an outfit out that I was like, yo, you can't be out in public like this. This is absolute craziness that's happening here. Shawnee's already on his phone. Shawnee just left the board. He went right to his phone.
I'm in.
All right.
What am I Googling?
If you guys hear dead air, it's because Shawnee He just let it go. I know. I would go to her Instagram. I think she may. I know she posted stories, but she may have posted a picture from the event as well.
Yeah, man. She's a new mom, so she felt good. So she's, you know, wearing something that made her feel good.
She was letting. She made everyone feel good.
That's what I was about to say. Check it out.
She was letting it go. All right. All right. Congrats. Next, we might hear from Ebro. We might have an update. Baby Watch 2024.
What?
Yes. WQHT FM HD1 New York 97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Oh man. It is Ebro Lauren Rosenberg. Good morning, everyone. And I shared with you guys yesterday that I lost a friend a couple of days ago. My homie Jerry Crystal. Wonderful man. I mean, wonderful man.
Tragic accident.
You may know him if you're in the uptown Inwood area. He owned a gym called InFit that he launched a couple years ago. And you know, last night I had a friend come over. He asked me if my buddy Brian. He asked sometimes if I want to watch wrestling or whatever during the week. So Brian came over and we watched some wrestling. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna have myself a beverage, because I felt like, I mean, one thing I'm gonna always do is love it with you guys. I rarely feel this way, but I was having I need to have a beverage kind
right.
of moment.
Right.
And yo, I got a little twisted, Laura.
Oh my gosh.
But you know what I needed, to be honest with you? I sort of needed it to kind of, we get older, it's hard to feel the feelings. And I'm not going to lie, when I had a couple of drinks, I was able to get out what I needed to. You know what I mean?
Emotionally tapped in a little bit.
Yeah, it emotionally loosened me up, you know? I know that's not, it wasn't, I wouldn't describe it as maybe like, I mean, it's not the best idea to do that. You certainly don't want to do that day in, day out. But it was something that I needed after a couple of days of just kind of feeling like pent up. And yeah, last night was a grieving kind of night. But I have to tell you guys, I did wake up feeling a little bit emotionally rested.
You're a little lighter.
A little lighter. It's still going to be a long run here, but shout out to everybody who's going through hard times. The cycle of life is crazy, y'all.
It really is.
Cycle of life is crazy.
I know.
Because you have to say goodbye to some people you love and then welcome new people that you're going to love.
Well, I texted
at the same time.
Exactly. I texted Ebro yesterday. I said, I'm waiting for an update here because I said goodbye to someone amazing.
Yeah.
And I want to meet someone amazing who right. I'm going to have in my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it is a pretty, this whole thing, guys. I don't know if you know. I don't want to get deep on anymore. This whole life thing, it's crazy, man.
I know.
I mean, yeah. It's a good word to sum it up.
Yeah. You know what? Hit me with the button.
Yeah, you deserve that.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
I don't play.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Laura, where do you want to go? Wait, we have someone on the phone. Is there someone there?
I mean, it might be Ebro, or we might get the button because we don't know what's going on.
All right, well, let's check.
So let's see. I'll put these up.
Ebro, you there?
So wait a minute. Rosenberg doesn't get the button for having a drinking problem all of a sudden?
Oh, my God.
What are you talking about?
Why do you have to go there?
I was honest with everyone. I said I needed a drink last night. I rarely feel that way.
Yo, people start having drinking problems every day. Dude, work it out.
Oh, God.
Yo, what is this, a phone or a walkie-talkie? What's going on?
This is the street.
Well, yeah, my Wi-Fi is trash in my current location, but yeah, it's a phone. Well, no, actually, no, it's not. It's the normal technology we
use. But through the phone.
Yeah, but I don't know what it was. Sounds terrible. Hit me on the button. I thought I was doing the right thing. Yeah.
Kind of sound phone? Like
you should have just called, but whatever. It's fine.
Yeah, I should've, right?
Yeah, but it's fine. It's fine.
I forgot what day it was. What is today? Hit me with the button. I'm a new parent. When you're a new parent,
wait.
You don't know what day it is.
Congratulations. You played.
But no, just congratulations. Is that your official new parent announcement?
I mean, everybody knew I had a baby on the way. At some point, this child had to come out.
I know, but we've been waiting to tell the audience. We've been waiting to make sure it's an official announcement.
Oh, yeah, no, so it's an official announcement. Do we need a drum roll?
Shawnee,
he got breaking news happening.
We
right
have the breaking
now.
News sound. You know Shawnee loves the breaking news sounder. There it is.
You want to hear it, too?
It is. Breaking news sound. Here we go. Welcome to the family. Selassie Jaye.
Selassie!
Yo, you birthed a Rasta?
Yo, how did you have a Rasta baby? What just happened?
Her first name is actually Ghanaian, and then her middle name is actually Mandarin because Jazz's father is Mandarin Chinese from Puerto Rico.
And what does each name mean? What does Selassie mean in Ghanaian?
Selassie means
Rastafari.
Selassie means God hears me.
Ooh, okay.
And Jaye means the lucky one.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah.
So
Selassie Jaye
showed up in the world on 220. So her birthday is 220/24.
Okay.
And she's born in the year of the dragon.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody celebrating the new year.
Yeah, shout out to Cisco too. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
the dragon. Unleash the dragon.
So Ebro, how are you guys? Any sleep?
Well, by any sleep, we are getting some, but it is in, you know how I go, man. It's the nights are tough, trying to wait on the milk to drop, so we in that zone. So just, you know. Selassie's getting the colostrum, and mommy's getting her body back together, getting up in and out the bed right now, but slow motion. So, you know, we sleep when we can sleep, and then we don't when we don't, and we don't know what day it is.
Sounds like I'm gonna be honest. It sounds like this baby's kicking your ass, but it sounds like.
We got body. Last night we won though. Last night I feel like we won. First night we got body. We got yo. The booby bully was
everybody.
She was bullying you all night long?
The booby bully was in effect. Boy, she was like, what? But it was, you know, that was the first 24 hours. You know, the first 24 hours are kind of quiet. Then right when you enter that next day, they become a different person. So you meet their representative and you think it's like all sweet That's and right. cute. And then, nah, bruh.
Well, I mean, I have to imagine every. I mean, listen, one day when you're one day old is half your life. A lot of change happened half your life.
I changed a lot.
Yeah. What did she change? She went from never using her stomach to now you're like, wait, what is this pain I'm feeling? I'm hungry.
Wait, did you guys do the black poop yet?
Mad black poop.
Yeah,
meconium sliding out. Yo, yesterday. Oh. So the meconium will stick to their butt. So you know, like if you don't get to the diaper fast enough, it's this caked on. So I'm scraping black doo doo off my child's butt with my fingernail.
Ew.
You know, trying to not harm her skin. You know, because it's dried, and then you don't want to wipe too hard because it's like you know. So you're trying to. And then she starts doodling while I'm trying to clean her little butt. She starts doodling more. It was like I opened up a endless doo-doo abyss.
Laura, I would like to thank you for bringing this up and asking about it. I want
damn,
it.
Martha.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel.
Yes.
This is exciting. This is very, very exciting. When are y'all going to be home?
Hopefully today. You know, they always try to keep you 2 days. I was proposing to Jazz. I was like, we need to make a jailbreak. Like, you know what I'm saying? Let's just run out the hospital with the baby in hand. You know what I'm saying? Jump in the whip, not even check out.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Let's just make a run for it.
Like, what they going to do, right?
Yeah, like, just this is our it. Shot.
Yeah.
Like, y'all can't tell us nothing. Yeah.
You know She's in no position to try to run at him anywhere.
I have a hunch Jazz shut that down quick.
Yeah, she wasn't into it.
She's not a rule breaker like that. She ain't trying to run out the door.
Nah, she wasn't into it. She was like, what are you talking about? Can you go get me a blanket and shut up?
And then what has Issa met her sister yet?
Well, no, Issa will be here today.
Wow.
Hopefully, but...
We need a... I know you're not ready to send it to the world, but for us, selfishly, we need a
photo.
Yeah.
Now, I was going to post some photos. Selassie got some fire pics. You know, day one, Mom already did a photo shoot.
Of course. come on. You kidding me? Jazz is making that happen.
Aunties and grandmas was up in here. Baby got, you know... Put in an outfit and propped up on a bed. It was photos.
Yeah, the first photo was very cute. The first Selassie photo was
cute.
Selassie was not having an alien photo. Like she looked very cute in the first photo.
Yo, Selassie came out on some real ready for the world. Like
these new babies are.
Yo, these new joints is crazy, man.
Yo, Kendrick came out with her eyes open. Like, what's happening? I'm like, I remember when babies used to close their eyes for a couple days.
Yeah, but I feel like now we all thought Kenza was so cute when she was born, and now I feel like Laura pulls out pictures constantly to show us how weird she looked when she was young.
I know.
And we're like, I don't remember that. And then it's like, oh, I forgot. If you really love people, you actually think their babies are cute no matter what. I'm not actually a good judge with you guys.
Right, nah.
Because you might look back and go, this baby looks nuts.
Now you gotta hit the button because babies come out looking new.
I know.
Shriveled up,
wrinkled. Our little old people.
Oh man, crazy.
Well, with a name like Selassie, I expect some dreadlocks. Bob Marley movie.
The movie's out right now. Timing's perfect.
Yeah, some Ital, you know, dishes or something. Her whole life. Oh, you know what it is.
Did
she come out with a spliff?
Came out smoking. She came out smoking.
Right. Ebro, how is mommy? How's mommy doing?
Mom is chilling. She's, you know, adjusting to the postpartum pains of just pushing, you know, pulling a human out of your nether region.
It's crazy.
It's going to take you some time to get back right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Easy. Yeah, nice and easy. Be gentle with yourself.
You know, she's good. She's getting some sleep right now. Baby is sleeping right now. I woke up. For y'all, so hit me with the button for actually getting up and playing y'all little games this morning for playing myself because I finally was getting to sleep.
Wait, did you set an alarm to wake up?
No, I just you
knew
know, mental alarm.
Yo, professional. Look at this guy. He's like Edward R. Murrow. He knew the job needed him.
Cool, you know what I'm saying? I had to pull up, make the announcement, but not everything's blessed, man. Baby is healthy.
Yay.
Oh man, make some noise, Selassie Jai.
Selassie Jai.
Y'all
saw my Lion King photo?
Yeah, the Lion King photo is crazy.
Yeah.
I think we're going to need Shawnee a Lion King into some sort of Rasta vibes Bob Marley situation. I think that's what we need, right?
I got you.
Yo, Breeze, congrats.
But Selassie's a goddamn name, man. What's wrong with y'all?
Whatever.
I my people from Ghana,
Selassie
bro.
Ja? Her name is Selassie Ja.
I mean,
you can yell Ghana all you want, bro. This screams East Africa.
Selassie Ja, man. What are you talking about?
Oh, man? The Eid. I forgot that part. Selassie Ja. Eid. True.
Hey, man. Well,
we love you, and we're so happy for you.
Yo, thanks. Love y'all,
yo,
too.
Yo, grow your dreads back,
yo,
bro.
I wish. Yo, hit Laura with the button. Laura talking about she going to order us some food.
Well, we've been working on this for 2 days.
You're so annoying.
Yo, 4 o'clock come around yesterday. I'm like, Laura, what's good with the food? You know I'm dealing with a breastfeeding mother.
Oh, God.
You can't just last minute food. You got to have plans. I got to go get the food from downstairs. Oh, there's something to be done. It's 2 of us. We got a baby. He's crying. Here go Laura. Oh, we're about to order. It's 4 o'clock.
He said 4 or 5, and it's 4. So at 4, I thought it would be the right thing.
Food arrived.
Oh, you're so nice.
Are you going to be there? Are you going to be in the hospital still for lunch today?
I don't know.
We were trying.
We failed.
Nah, man. Y'all dragging your feet, man. Y'all don't know about this guy. Don't know about this life.
Congrats, Ebro. Love you, man.
Love you.
Love you, too. All right, bye.
There he is.
Papa Ebro.
Aw. So cute.
Where's he going?
Okay. There you go.
Selassie Jai Darden.
Welcome to the world.
You know what I'm saying? Selassie Jai. Rastafari.
Rastafari.
Yes, it. Yo, I feel like I really rubbed off on you, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah, yo, you feel like the child almost named after you.
Yeah, this is like my little goddaughter. Rastafari. Off the rip. Yeah.
Yo, that's our congrats segment today. It's a real congrats.
It's actually congratulations.
It's just congratulations, man. Congratulations to the Dardens.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
You know, lost in our congratulations for Ebro, we didn't do our congratulations. You played yourself in a real way, but we do have to hit. We got to hit President Biden with a.
What happened?
A little one. He had to give up his dog.
Ugh.
Commander.
Congratulations.
Dang. Well, and you also got to hit him with a.
LLJ Cool J.
Why do you have to give up his dog?
The dog. Yo, the reports have come out now, Cast, on what happened with the dog.
Okay.
There were 24 different incidents of people being bitten.
By his dog.
24.
24, come on, bro.
Dog. Yo, I'm not going to lie. The picture. Did you see the picture?
At 2, you should have been like, all right, man.
No, he gave it to relatives. But I saw a picture of him with the dog, and I was like, oh, man. He seemed like he really liked that dog. And by the way,
the reason I said two cats is because one, it get okay, fine, it happened, right? You're like,
no,
I'm sorry.
Sometimes.
And then you give him another chance, and then he did it again. You're like, all right, we got to go.
See.
Depending on how bad it is.
See, you dog lovers are too much.
Two? You can't even control your dog.
Two bites is too many, Cass?
Yes.
What do you mean?
But it's just a little nibble.
Have you seen Biden's dog?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, no.
Grown ass German Shepherd.
Well, yeah. No. I guess you're right.
Those things by heart.
Right. It's not the same as a Maltese Biden.
I know.
Right? No, it's a big ass. It's a beautiful dog. But it look, yo, Shawnee, this dog will mess you up, boy. You don't want any problems. You don't want no problems with this dog.
Bite two people. Yeah. You gotta.
If it's a German or a pit or one of those, yeah, you can't. There's no.
Control your dog.
Yeah.
So he gave it to relatives. So we had to hit him with the LLJ Cool J. Part of me was.
For not doing it earlier?
No, part. Well, just because.
I mean, after 24, you kind of. 24 is made a while ago.
Yo, I like it, though. I think he's probably like, you know, a lot of people have a lot of things to say, but they won't say it to this dog right here, though.
Yeah, I mean.
You're going to have these problems. Meanwhile, Trump didn't even know who his dog was. Trump was like, do I have a dog? I don't know if I have a dog. I love dogs, but do we have a dog? I have a son, I believe, Baron. Baron has a dog. We don't see the dog. We don't see the boy.
It's like, I don't see that dog.
Yo, I heard Biden the other day. He went to go take a picture with someone. And when the person held up their camera, Biden took the camera and hit the selfie mode. And the person was, like, surprised. They were taken aback that Biden hit the selfie mode.
It's like, yo, you know how to do that?
Yeah, he was like, I can't believe you don't know how to do that. And Biden hit him with a lot. Biden was like, well, the last guy set a very low bar or something like that. He just dissed Trump instead. Yeah, I will say that. Can I just say one thing?
All right,
go. Last thing.
It won't be the last thing.
No, it's not. Biden, I am not one of these crazy people on the left who denies Biden being old. I'm not that. There are people out there who's like, he's not old. And I'm like, come down.
Come on, guys. Yeah.
I do want to say, though, it's become such a big storyline that sometimes I think we almost go slightly too far, meaning that I think if you were to interact with him, when you see him moving around in ways where he's in regular life, he's walking mad old. But that doesn't mean that every word out of his mouth, he's like, what do you say? Pass the soup. That's what the picture is, that he literally cannot do anything. And then when you hear stories of him still being, I mean, you have to remember, guys.
It's like, yo, you know how to do a selfie.
he knows that he's a regular guy still. He's a guy who can move around and have conversations with people. He's been doing it for 70 years. He's so frail looking. And then you have another guy in Trump who's starting to say very crazy things, but he's physically very robust.
Right.
I mean, but he says insane things.
Insane things. And the most insane thing happening with Trump right now, in terms of we're being superficial, because the most insane thing about him is that he's a sexual predator and a horrible leader who's made this country more divided than it's been in a very long time. But in terms of superficial, unimportant things, the craziest thing is the makeup situation right now.
Looks crazy.
Yo, my man, how does nobody tell you you're too orange? Like, it's dripping off of you. Like, just tone it back a little
bit.
It's just
foundation and concealer, man.
It's
what shade? Orange?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, what? Mandarin? Like, I don't know.
What section is he shopping in? I don't understand. Because usually it's based on skin tone, right?
Like, right, this tone.
It's supposed to match.
Have the illusion of looking tan and end up looking super orange.
His is Laranja.
Yeah.
You know what? We're behind. Speaking of another great man who, this one doesn't need makeup.
Okay.
DJ John.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Yo. So we found out earlier, I went to the eye doctor yesterday. By the way, call right now on 1-800-223-9797. You're going to be smarter than DJ John, and you're going to win tickets to what, John?
We the Ones comedy tour happening March 3rd at the Barclays Center, featuring Mike Epps, Lil Duval, D-Ray Davis, DC Young Fly, and more. So, yeah, get your tickets now, or be call number 9.
So yeah, call up, beat DJ John. I went to an eye doctor yesterday. An optometrist. By the way, I'm so dumb, Laura. I really embarrassed myself when I was there. I asked the lady, I was like, what's the difference between an ophthalmologist and an ophthalmologist? She was like, the pronunciation. I was like, oh, I thought there were three. Optometrist, ophthalmologist. Yeah, I was like, but yeah, my eyes are messed up.
How messed up are they?
My long distance, not good. My reading, not good. I'm going to need to get the progressive lenses so it can help me with everything.
Bifocals.
They're not called bifocals anymore, Grandma. They're called progressive lenses.
So you got to walk around with bifocals.
Progressive lenses?
You need half the lens to see far and the other half to see close.
But Shawnee's making them bifocals like they have the line in the middle. Shawnee's going to have me having a chain attached to it. I'm going to wear them around my neck.
Exactly.
Nah, bro, I got some fire frames.
So they're progressive. So you said what? They're actually like trifocals.
They're basically, it's three. Because when you look up, you see distance. Then when you kind of go down to eye level, it's like it's more regular.
What do you mean you look up?
Like the top part of your lens.
Yeah.
So if you're looking straight ahead, right?
Yes.
That's for your distance.
Okay.
And then it blends from that to the bottom where it's for reading.
Right.
But that middle area where it's blending is a little bit different. It's when you're looking sort of down but straight, it's a little different.
Are you saying it's blurry?
So you're going to be like one of those, like the old teachers that look over their glasses and look down when you need to look far?
I see John do that sometimes. So that does happen. But yo, John, let me just get your glasses. John's glasses, he has almost my exact prescription.
I know. How are your eyes, John?
I gave Rosenberg my glasses. He's like, nah, fam.
I put Laura's on. It was not it. I put John's on, and I was like, I can see clearly now the rain is... Yo, Sean, I gotta be honest. Yeah. You're a handsome dude, bro.
Wow.
I haven't seen you in years.
Thank you, Bears. In years.
Can you
read the water bottle?
All right, come on.
Shawnee keeps trying to get everyone to read this water bottle.
He's trying to give eye exam right now.
I need
now.
To see, man.
He's trying to get the eye exam. All right, who do we have on the line?
Guys are old.
We have Jazzy Pondeline.
Hi, Jazzy.
Jazzy.
Hi, good morning. Oh, my God, I can't believe this. This is crazy.
Oh, Jazzy, you sound so happy and fun.
Gabby.
Even better.
Gabby, Jazzy. Jazzy, Gabby.
No, Gabby,
you sound so happy and fun.
Yes, I totally am. Hey, before I ask the question, I just wanted to, like, say that I've been listening to you guys since, like, middle school, and that I love you guys. Respectfully listen to you every fucking morning.
Oh, no.
Wait, you know what?
Can't use any words like that.
It makes sense. If Rosenberg's going blind.
Gabby?
26.
Now we're talking about glasses and bifocals.
Yo, this is crazy. No, it's crazy.
Old, Pete.
Gabby. Gabby's been hearing me since she was like 10 years old.
Jeez. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Oh, All right, Gabby, do you have a question to stump DJ John?
Yes. What is the total number? What is the value of pi?
The whole thing.
The whole thing.
Pie. Like
it's a very long number.
Come on, John. Yeah, at least you get the first three, John.
Get the first three.
Like a pizza pie?
No, get the first three of pie to make us feel that you're not an idiot.
Three?
Okay.
Three what?
Four?
No.
Damn.
Seven.
Four, five?
Eight.
Six?
Nine.
You've never heard of 3.14?
11.
Oh, two. This is unfortunate.
It is 3.14159.
Oh, she knew. Is that it? Is it only that many?
No, it keeps going.
It keeps going.
There's like 39 decimal places.
Oh, yeah, John, that's a tough one.
Yeah. Just give me a pie pizza and I'll be
out. Good news, Gabby. You're going to go to We Them Ones comedy tour, okay?
I want to shout out my mom, even though she doesn't listen to you guys. I totally do.
All right.
Shout out to my mom. Shout out to Hebrew's new baby. God bless. The future, right? Shout out to Ebu.
Start fading her down.
Gabby, thank
love you. Love
you,
Gabby.
Congratulations.
That reminds me of Shout Out Guy. Remember Shout Out Guy?
Yeah.
That's, just call shout outs and shout outs. I think we got to roll right into Flashing Lights. What do you think?
Yeah, let's go.
Flashing Lights time. That's crazy. When we talk to people who've been listening since they were.
Bro, and the segue from where we just came from. The glasses talk into I've been listening to you since I was in diapers. It's crazy.
Yeah, she didn't say diapers.
Oh my God. All right, so.
Since I was in diapers is crazy.
So Jeezy was trending because he. I'm looking at Shawnee because Shawnee never pays attention to anything, but
right.
I love the Tiny Desk concert series.
Yeah, they're fun.
I see clips.
Okay, so they're super fun, and, we've had. I love the variety of people that they have, right?
Yeah.
So I think they do a really great job, so shout out to NPR. But so Jeezy did a Tiny Desk concert.
I think I saw that movie.
Okay.
But I didn't see it. Like, it was like on somebody's story.
So I was like, okay, but what's the problem? Did he sound horrible? Did he mess up? No, he was actually great. So people were really upset because, it's in front of a live audience,
yeah.
A studio audience. But nobody knew any of the words or they didn't really know the song. So I'm reading that they got some college kids from like Howard to come, but nobody knew the words.
Wait, I don't understand.
They were too young.
When did they start doing it in front of an audience, though? It's been that.
They
always have a little audience.
How many, though? A few.
I don't know, yeah. But whoever they had in there, bro. There's this point where I was waiting for, and then what? And I think someone from the back yelled it. I was like, oh my God.
Right. But I think it feels like it's not supposed to be a call and response type of thing. It's supposed to be an intimate setting.
Yeah.
Because some people know the songs, you'll hear them in the background. So if he didn't, this is all you as a performer. When you go to Tiny Desk.
Yeah.
This is your skill level.
And to be honest, it's not initially what they were doing. You would not think Jeezy would be the right kind of artist for it. But now it's become very trendy, so everyone kind of wants to do it.
Right.
But I still would say, if I'm being honest, I don't think Jeezy is the exact right fit for Tiny Desk.
No.
You can make it work.
And he did. He had a whole band, Violence. It was actually really dope. I enjoyed it.
I haven't watched it yet, so I don't want to diss it. I just, on the surface, I go... I see why Scarface was perfect. This one feels like, I don't know if I can picture it.
But Scarface was kind of unassuming, so you might think maybe Jeezy can pull it off too. Because we didn't see Scarface coming.
They've done a lot of, like, they've done Rick Ross. They've done
Juvenile.
They did Juvenile. Yeah. So they've done a lot of, like, culture, classic type.
Absolutely.
Artists.
True. True. But Jeezy's unique, man.
I'll say
Jeezy's
this.
Pump weights music.
Yeah.
I understand what they wanted. They wanted because it was so like he was throwing them classic joints. So people wanted energy. You know what I mean? And I think people who are passionate about being outside during that time wanted that feel.
Right.
Right.
And that's not what Tiny Desk is, though. It's not supposed to give you that.
Yeah, no. It's supposed to be like almost unplugged, even though it's not unplugged. You know what I'm saying?
It's supposed to, I agree. It's supposed to be like almost unplugged. That's how it feels.
A mini unplugged, but shouts to them because they do a great job.
They do.
Like they
do.
Really do a great job. That's your Flash and Lights report. The time is 8 a.m. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
You know what it is, though?
What's that?
Tiny Desk, they want that culture feel. They want that thing to move around. We got to get them artists that's going to make it move around.
That's I mean, this is the world we live in. Everything is once you get, yo, you see the views on that? We got to do that again.
I know.
Right. We got to bring
But they
do
have some cool people. Like, unexpected. Yeah. They had Evie Queen. They had the band Guar.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, what? No, full makeup. I was like, this is crazy.
No, they do. They have big a lot of big art. It's become a huge, huge thing.
Yeah.
You know what, Cass? It's 8 o'clock. Feels like a great time.
To play Jeezy?
No.
Oh, I was into it.
You want to hear Jeezy?
Yeah, why not?
All right, fine.
Tiny Desk
Jeezy. I want to hear my country song, but we can wait on the country song. We can wait on country. No, you know what? Let's hear. Want to hear Put On? Well, I always want to hear.
No, I want to hear this.
Yes.
Is there a Tiny Desk?
Yeah, it's
old
boy. This is the official
Yes.
Christmas anthem.
You
yes!
WQAC.
FM New York?
Yeah.
And HD1, too.
Sure. And we're going to play Put On, too. Why not?
They're playing both.
Let's go. Yeah, it's old boy. This is the official Hustlers anthem. You getting money? Throw it in the air.
Guess who's possessed that? Still smell of my clothes like Krispy Kreme. I was cooking them all in the mold. Like horseshoes, I was tossing them all.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hold on now.
Oh, God.
Hold on now.
What happened?
What had happened was we were all just sitting here. Good morning, everyone. It's Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg. If you did not hear the show earlier, around 7:20, Ebro called in to announce the birth of Selassie Jai Darden.
Rastafari.
Big talk. Big talk. Big baby talk. Actually, didn't give the numbers, but I believe she was 6 pounds, 6 ounces.
Yeah.
Oh. Very cute. We're so happy.
Shawnee believes that the baby is in some ways named after him.
That's right. I'm rubbing off on Ebro.
Because the baby's name is Selassie, which is a Ghanaian name.
It's probably a version in Ghana.
But it's also the name
Haile Selassie the First, King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
Rastafari.
Makunen. We know Selassie.
So Shawnee feels
and
like
the middle name is Ja.
Well, Jai. It's a Mandarin name.
Ja. So big up, yeah, big up to the new parents, man.
Big ups, man. We're so happy for them. And obviously, my guess is Ebro will start popping up next week.
Yeah.
You can't imagine we hear from him tomorrow, but I think he'll pop up next week would be my
right.
My prediction.
They're gonna take the weekend.
You don't think Ebro's gonna take a paternity leave? A couple weeks?
He could, but the thing is, Ebro has this weird quality of he really enjoys keeping everyone guessing about whether or not he'll show up to work. That's like true. That's his favorite. I don't even know that he knows it's his favorite thing.
It's his favorite game.
But it's his favorite game.
Right.
Are you going to be on a Monday? I don't know. And like, we like to get
stay
a gauge
on your
because
toes.
even though what I love about this show is we can all, if one of us has to be out, we can just keep going.
Yeah.
Obviously, with Ebro being sort of the leader of the pack, I need to know if he's not going to be here because I need to mentally prepare for more words.
Right,
you have to be more vocal.
Yeah, because I've over the years, part of me, you know, surviving working on a team, because Laura's not an egomaniac, but me and Ebro sort of are. Part of like adapting to working on a team is like accepting that you speak less and getting comfortable like that. So I have days when I don't talk that much. I'll lay out and come in here and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But when Ebro's not here, I got to do a lot of lifting.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, you in on Tuesday? I don't know, my G.
I know.
I might be. That's his favorite thing to do.
Then I got to call and yell to Rosenberg. You, tomorrow is just me and you.
Just it's us. It's us. I need you for Laura Never Loses.
Just get on.
So anyways,
it's a lot.
We'll have, he'll be back at some point, but we're super, super excited to have a new member of the fam. And I'm so excited for Issa to meet the baby. I'm very emotional thinking about
what that's going to be like for
having
her.
A little sibling.
Like, that's a having a little sis, that's a huge deal. And yeah. Issa's old enough to appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's at an age now, when you're 9, 10 years old,
yeah,
that you can, like,
yeah, you,
and really help take care of the baby.
It. Yeah. You've been, like, an only child for years. And yeah. Now it's like, I got company.
And you sort of, and you sort of double up, right? She sort of at first gets to be like an auntie, and then you turn into a sister.
Later.
Yeah.
But she's going to kind of be auntie vibes until the kid is like, I don't know, maybe the kid will start annoying her when it's like, nah, even 7 and 17, the gap's too big.
Yeah.
7 and 17, you're taking, so like it's really going to be like 13 and 23. Adults. And now you're like, all right, you little 13-year-old brat, shut right. your face.
Right.
That's a long time.
It's a yeah. long time.
You know? Like, I, whenever Natalie and I are fortunate enough to have kids, I always think about my brother's kids will be straight up aunt and uncle for a long time. I mean, until my kids are like 18.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, then when they're all adults, it'll kind of even out.
Right, right.
But, like, yeah, those relationships are fascinating to me.
That's crazy.
So we're super excited to have a new member of the family, if you can't tell. But we are also washed up here, just to be clear. We've told you guys this before.
I know. It all started with a conversation about glasses.
Yeah. I
gave in. I got glasses. Yeah. I was like, I can't see. So, and then today, I'm wearing contacts for the first time.
Okay. First time?
Yeah, first time ever. So.
How does it feel?
Weird. I feel like I have like a.
But these are these.
A lash in my eye, but I don't know.
Like, but are these prescription or are these ones yes. just blank?
No, prescription.
They're not the real ones you're getting. They're like yes, a limited
yes,
version?
Yes. So she was like, wear these now, and then next week I'll get the real deal, right?
Get used to it.
Let me tell you something. Putting on contacts is not for the weak.
It's hard.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Poking your eye in the morning. I was like, oh, God.
Especially early, but before you know how to do it. Now, yeah. So we want to take your phone calls. 1-800-223-9797. What is that thing that you were avoiding changing because you don't want to admit that you're old? Is it the eye appointment when you know you can't see? Is it that outfit that you know you really shouldn't be wearing anymore because you can't pull it off? Yeah. Is it still going to clubs that you're starting to look around and going, I shouldn't be here.
Right. Or going to the barbershop and your barber's looking at you like, what do you want me to cut, fam? Like,
just, yeah.
Is it there's that, a little island up here. What do you want to do? You know?
Is it the current popular music that you hear that you're always nodding your head like, hey, I like this. And then in reality, when people leave the room, you're like, I don't understand this anymore.
Yeah. Right. What is this?
Someone play Eric B. and Rakim. I don't get it.
Oh, no. Right.
So whatever that thing is, give us a call and tell
Please.
Us. I had noticed reading things was starting to get a little iffy for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, probably need to do something. I need to find some readers. And then I was told you could kind of just go get like a very basic reader at like CVS, right? Like just grab like a generic.
By the cashier?
Yeah, like they're just some regular glasses that are like either a 1 or a 2 or whatever. They're very basic.
Yeah, but I think you should just go see.
Well, I didn't do that.
Okay.
So, but then I saw a pair of Gucci frames that I was like, oh, these are fire. And I put them on.
Uh-huh.
And the second I put them on, the way my wife looked at me, I was like, oh, I need these. This is it right
now.
She was like, oh, I like this. And I was like, well, you know what? I'm going to get them because I know I need a prescription. And this will motivate me. Yeah. If I buy a pair of expensive glasses,
right.
I'm now going to be motivated to go get it done. So that's exactly what happened. I bought the frames. Bought the frames. And then I went to the doctor yesterday to get checked out. I couldn't figure out optometrist, ophthalmologist. It was an optometrist, right?
Yeah.
So I went to the spot on the Upper West Side and they checked me out. And the doctor was like, you haven't felt the need to come in sooner? I was like, no. She was like, you can't see.
You couldn't see anything.
She was like, you need progressive lenses.
Wow.
Which, as Shawnee would call them,
bifocals. So wait, did they have you stand in front of the, like, you know, at a distance from the wall and read the...
Yeah, but it's a more complicated version
right.
of that.
Really?
I got to tell you, relative, I don't know how you felt, Laura, uh-huh. relative to a doctor's appointment, it's actually pretty fun.
Yeah, it's cool.
You don't take your clothes off. Okay. It's not uncomfortable.
Yeah. Right.
You have cool machines. It's super modern now, and they keep changing things. And then when they start fixing it for you, that's when I realized I was blind. Because he's like, how's this look now? I was like, amazing.
Yo, so, Rosenberg cooked me when I first got my glasses. Like, you're washed.
Yeah,
I was
like,
it is what it is, man.
And now I'm washed as well.
You're wearing bifocals, bro.
I'm going to be wearing. But you know what? And then my dad hit me with this most savage line, and he didn't mean it.
What'd he say?
He I wore the glasses a few times. I haven't worn them here yet, but I wore them on the K show a couple times. Just start getting used to wearing glasses so it doesn't happen out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And my dad was like, I really like the glasses. Look, it looks smart. I like it. He was like, and when you wear glasses, it takes the attention away from your bald head.
Oh, God.
Does it?
I don't know, but I was like, you know that you're roasting me. He thought it was a compliment. I was like,
he called you dumb and bold in one shot.
By the way, thanks, Cass.
That's what he said.
Do we have anyone on the phone line, Sean?
We do.
Who do we got?
That's crazy.
Let's talk to our washed friends.
Hakeem
the Dream, what's popping? How you washed out here?
Yo, playing video games, man.
Oh, it's not for you anymore?
Yeah, man, they take over all the games, man. I told them my age. They thinking I was walking with Martin Luther King or something.
Yo, wait. How old are you?
I'm 35.
35? Yo, at 35, they don't think you can game anymore?
Yo, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Yo, that's messed up, man. Yo, 35 years if you're only 35, by the way, that means you've basically been around, like, the whole era he's been living in is, like, the kind of youngish gaming world. Right. Now, it's not this most recent generation, but he's not like us. Right. We were around for Atari 2600. You want to talk old? Bruh, we were around when they were playing Pong.
Right.
Okay, that's the beginning of our life, so Pong this is real. 35 is young. Who else we got, Shawnee?
We have Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, how have you recently realized that you're washed in these streets?
Hey, guys, good morning.
Morning, man.
I'm washed because I can no longer eat spicy food.
Oh, that's a bad one.
What?
No, that's a bad...
I can throw anything down. Now you can't eat crap.
No, bro.
You cannot.
But why not?
No, Kevin, I had that one happen recently. My whole life, I've been I could eat anything. And then I started getting that heartburn if I'm too loose. And then you have to prepare and get Tums. Yo, that is some old ish, bro.
But wait, why? Is that what it is?
Heartburn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I stay with the pepper, bro.
It hurts, man.
Yeah, it's... No, I feel you, Kevin. I was getting acid reflux, so I actually got like a prescription medicine too. I don't take it all the time.
Yeah.
But like I'll take it. If I know I'm gonna be like, I'm going out for barbecue and I'm gonna eat mad meats and
Yeah.
You're probably not
That's
getting
what it,
Sean.
It
to me it's more the meat.
Cause if you're doing combining the meat and you're not drinking water, let's say you're drinking alcohol or some type of juice.
Alcohol
with that,
plus the
or
meat.
Soda to push that down. Oh yeah. And it's pepper.
You're finished out here.
You're finished.
But I will tell you,
drink the water.
Drink the water beforehand and during, be prepared. But I will say, of all like the kind of over-the-counter medications that will fix you up quick, that Tums is solid. It will hold you down.
It'll coat your belly.
It'll coat, you know, it does what the commercial does. You feel like, oh, it does the job. But yeah, you got to prepare, man. We old out here. Who else we got?
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Got Lashid.
Yashid?
Yashid.
Lashad.
Yes, hello.
Yo, what's good? What makes you old and washed?
Well, I've been putting off going to the hearing doctor. I noticed my right ear can't hear my AirPods as much as my left ear can.
You know what? Hit him with the LLJ Cool J.
Oh, man.
This is what we got for you.
LLJ Cool J.
Yo, man.
Oh, no.
You got to go to the ear. Bro, I worry about that one, man, because obviously this is what we do for a living. And I'm sure all of our hearing has slipped.
I told you one of my ears, I took a hearing test and they were like, yeah, one of your ears is not
great.
Definitely lost some. Yeah.
One of my ears just sucked. Blast my music and blast my car. No more blasting.
Yeah, you got to go talk to someone, bro. It's time, because maybe they can fix you up, man. You never know.
Who we got, Shawnee?
Who else we got?
We got line four.
Let's go to line
four. It's always when people sneeze and they back blow out. Bro. You know what I'm saying?
No, you bent over to tie your shoe and you were out for 2 weeks?
Right. You just know you're old. You was outside shoveling. You still hurt in the snow 2 weeks ago. You know what I'm saying?
I did shovel this weekend.
You can't shovel.
Yeah, you can't say you're washed. You
know, they actually put out a news, like a report saying if you're over the age of 45.
No, shoveling's crazy. I shoveled this week, but it was actually the snow this week was easy. It was very like, who's this? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Taj.
Taj, so what makes you old and washed out here?
Well, for one, I'm 31, and I went to the club with my younger friends.
Okay.
And I did, like, I don't know if y'all know the song, Rockin' Hood. They're like, oh, yeah, whatever. They put the music on. I did the dance, and I tore my ACL.
No! No!
You did a little dance and tore your ACL.
Yo, you legit tore your ACL?
Wow.
Yo.
That's crazy.
Sorry.
Oh, I can do this little dance now. Hold on.
Yo, I saw that too. I was at the African Street Festival this summer, and a dude decided he wanted to dance in a circle because he saw everybody beating the drums.
No.
He was going to do it too. Tore his Achilles.
No.
Oh, right my there, I saw goodness.
It. You saw him go down?
I saw it happen. It popped. Yeah. Oh. Just straight up popped. And he was laughing, smiling. Everybody was like, yo, clapping for him. And then, bang.
And then he's down, and everyone's like,
oh. Down. Call an ambulance, stretcher.
Yo, bro, that is my biggest, that's one of my big fears out there. Remember when I did that celeb game in 2017?
Yeah.
I was so nervous about tearing my ACL or like
the Achilles.
The Achilles. My Achilles was on fire. I had to wear a brace every time I played because the Achilles just... Yo, this Achilles... Yo, if I ever get to talk to God, I'm gonna be like, yo, what's up with the Achilles?
You say, yo, why you do that?
I know everything you do is perfect and all, but it doesn't feel like you built this for life. It felt like you built this for a while.
You could have given us a little extra on the Achilles.
Yeah, a little extra, you know what I mean? Strength it.
All right, the guru is up next. Yo, Cass, can we hear my country song, though? Because it's been all day, and I haven't gotten to have a hoedown yet.
Whoa.
And no disrespect, Beyonce said it, not me, but don't be a bitch. Let's go to the flow now. You know what I mean?
Hey.
Take it to the flow now. Okay? Oh, yeah.
This is a different type of hayride.
Yo, but you know what I thought about this song, by the way?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all remember what the cover of Renaissance was?
Yeah.
Her on the horse.
Her on the horse with the hat.
Yeah.
She was already setting up with part one on Renaissance. It's just the music didn't match the cover.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Now...
And now here we are, on a hayride with Beyonce.
I'm with it.
Yo, you guys saw our friend Brittany Skye was with Beyonce last night.
I saw.
Really?
Oh, Laura looks so tight. Yo,
I
know.
I was like, damn, where can I go?
Is that here, L.A.?
I think it's L.A.
Oh, man.
All right. Mm. April Laura Rosenberg. We are here.
Are you ready to do it?
I think it's time.
For
the guru.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shawnee Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Where the gurus unite.
That's what we do.
To shine the light.
Indeed, indeed.
Shawnee, burn the sage.
Let us cleanse the energy.
Let's zen, zen, zen.
Zen, 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 zen.
Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercises and tell us who's out there in need of the gurus.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Your destination for clarity.
Sure.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Send your emails. As we hop on this Andre 3000 lily pad and float down the river. Ribbit. Ribbit.
Ribbit?
That's where Kermit the Frog now.
This
one. Not quite Sesame Street. More like...
No, it's a more Zen
Don't
frog.
Disrespect Sesame Street.
It's the
Whoa,
frog.
No, it's Des-
that sip the tea.
No, not the sipping tea frog.
Not that one.
More the Budweiser frog.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Remember the Budweiser frogs?
Yeah,
Budweiser.
I do remember.
It turned into a big song in D.C., so I always think about that song.
Alcoholics. Got it.
Alcoholics?
All right, focus.
Cast one being negative.
Actually, you're the one being negative. I'm just following your lead, Sean.
How is he being negative?
Read the damn email.
Following Sean's lead.
Disrespect.
All right, the guru at ebrothemorning.com. Send your emails. Here we go with today's. Hello, gurus.
Yo.
I am a 32-year-old mom of two. Married my high school sweetheart when I was 27, and we have built a beautiful life together. I'm happy in almost every aspect of my life and have truly been blessed. The only issue is my mother. She's been through many relationships throughout her life and still has not settled down and found the right person. She's 50. She's always complaining about how lonely she is and how unfair life has been to her. So much so that sometimes I feel like she's jealous of me and all that I have. Whenever something exciting happens in my life, she rains on my parade and talks down on my successes. Will tell people how great of a mother I am, but constantly criticize me when it's just us talking. I don't know what to do. I love my mother and wish she was happy, but I hate how terrible she makes me feel. How can I continue having a relationship with her, but also protect my sanity at the same time? P.S. Thanks for making my morning commute better. Love you guys. Oh, man, this is a thing that happens. This exists. This is real.
She wants to get her mom in a relationship so she can get off her back.
I think her mom is kind of, as some people get older, they see things half empty instead of half full.
Yeah. Start feeling lonely.
Yeah. Crabby patties. And, we've seen this happen before with a lot of people.
We have. It's hard, too. I was listening to John Cena was on Howard Stern, and he was talking about his relationship with his father, which is complicated. Mm-hmm. And he talked about how in getting older, one of the things he's realized is that he stopped trying to want his father to be something else. Mm. And he's realized that loving his father is accepting the things that are just annoying and hard.
Right.
Not trying to be like, how do I make you better? You just stop and love them. This situation is a little more complicated than that, though, because it goes beyond just your mom being a bit of a Debbie Downer. Which I would say you might just have to accept that she's a bit of a Debbie Downer. Mm-hmm. But the fact that you think she's running you down, that might require you to stand up for yourself.
Energy drainers.
And your mom is a different kind of energy drain.
Yeah.
I wonder if she's ever told her mom.
Yeah, I wonder if she's had an honest conversation with mom. I love you, but you tend to be super negative. And I want to make sure that we're not always at the same place, because it makes me feel like crap. And I want to be happy when I'm around you. True, we can have conversations about serious things, but everything can't just be a negative.
Like you analyzing everything that I do. Because like you have to understand, you're my mother and you saying things affects me. I'm doing the best job I can do. My life is pretty good. My kids are doing good. Everything's pretty good. If you want to give me some insight every once in a while, I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. But I can't have it constantly.
Right. And it feels like she doesn't want to offend her mom because her mom is alone. You know what I'm saying?
She can't just be like,
so if mom's is mad sensitive and it's like you always feel negative, it's like mom has no place else to turn and she doesn't know how to maintain a relationship.
Should we go with the wacky sitcom conclusion?
Which would be?
Secretly set her up on a blind date that she doesn't know is a blind date.
Yeah, line her up with the plumber.
The
neighbor who's like a good dude who's got a regular job.
Well, maybe the plumber is a good way to go, though, because it does appear that she needs to get her pipes cleaned.
Okay.
Hey,
yo.
Not a good idea.
50 years old.
Not a good Cass, idea.
Why don't you think it's a good idea?
Because if it falls apart, she's going to blame you. Something else to blame you about.
She's going to blame you about something.
Well, I said it was the wacky sitcom version. She's not going to find out. Well, haven't you seen the wacky sitcom?
So you can't just say, Ma, why are you such a hater, bro?
No.
Why? Well, okay.
You can't do that.
I mean, I would, Cass. But Laura said it in a nice way.
It might not have to be in a nice way because she doesn't sound like she's nice at all. This is going to end up there anyway.
Like, no.
I say at least try to have a conversation about it. And you're right, Cass. She might be like, if out of here, this is how I feel. You suck. Goodbye. You know, I don't know.
She can't do that.
Yeah, but also,
there's
an important part to emphasize here about, like, it also makes me sad. Like, my life is good. I want you. One thing that parents, we have a lot of parents listen to the show.
That's right.
And parents who have adult children.
Mm-hmm.
Like, parents need to understand that, like, kids have an expectation that, like, your own happiness and success
is going to bring a parent joy. And feeling like that's not enough for you is hard for kids. Right. And when I say kids, I mean adult kids. Because you're like, you want your parents to be proud of you. And when you did the right things, you have a good family, you have a good job, you have you brought them grandchildren. Mm-hmm. You really don't want them to be sitting around with their legs crossed when they're over at the house like, I can't find a damn date. Right. You want to be like, all right, we'll save that for your own time. Aren't you happy that you have beautiful grandchildren and we're all here and everything's good? I'm not a mess in these streets.
You realize
what about cousin Ricky? He's out here running around the streets, nuts, doing H. Whatever it may be, I'm doing good.
Ricky. You realize that your parents haven't figured it out.
That's one step away from mom, you a hater.
No, it is. But I'm trying to do it for them. But parents need to be...
I think the thing is a combination of what both of you said, where Laura's like basically saying, mom, you're a hater, but in the nicest way.
Right.
To be like, you know, why is your energy like that? And you're, from what you said, kind of loving your parents for who they are, too.
Yeah.
You know, instead of trying to change them, just kind of accepting it instead of wishing they were different.
Because at the end of the day, this is something that she's going to have to work on herself. You can't work on it for her. So you might bring this up to her and she might be like, well, no, I'm not. You think she's going to go, you know what, you're right. I have been being hard on you. Mm-hmm. She's not going to go there.
Well, every time she comes into your house, just play some Maino.
I hate yourself.
Hit her with the high hater.
Hi, mom.
Yo, that's crazy. Oh, she'd be like, why are you always playing this song? This your favorite song? Be like, You know.
Lord, this was crazy. Yo, Lord.
Wow. All right, your mom's a hater. Talk to her.
You see me hustle hard, stack paper. It's alright, y'all haters. It's nothing. I hate her.
Mom, that's for you.
Yo, Laura's ruthless. Rosenberg, you see this?
No, Laura went a long way to end up being ruthless.
Yeah. Keep your communication high and be patient with your mom.
Yes, thank you, Shadi. Thank you, Cersei the Gore.
Damn.
In the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
She was patient with you at one point.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Exactly. Laura, what's coming up with flashing lights?
Well, coming up with the flashing lights report, I don't know. Have you guys noticed some of the phones aren't working? Your cell phones are down? Because mine is.
Cell phone update.
What's up with that? Man, AT&T, Verizon, a lot of carriers are experiencing some serious problems. So we'll talk about it coming up, flashing lights.
Matter of fact, we should do it right now.
Let's go.
Let's get into it. We don't have time for this nonsense. People's phones aren't working.
Hey. On the
So if you're like me, my phone is on SOS right now.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Help! Because I've been turning it on and off and rebooting it, and producer Griff was trying to figure it out. But so according to reports, AT&T has acknowledged that it has a widespread outage, but it has not provided a reason for the system failure.
Babe, your phone works?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I was just checking. Love you, bye.
All right, his phone works.
I'll call you right back.
So there's a lot of complaints. And people were concerned because 911 wasn't working for people. You know what I mean?
That's not good.
So, this is what's happening right now. They're saying it's encountered sporadic outages over the past few days. But this is this is the biggest one.
And they're saying it was AT&T... But I heard it was more than AT&T.
So I see a lot of AT&T, but they're saying that Verizon also was experiencing smaller ones than AT&T. I think AT&T has the biggest amount of outages.
My lady is T-Mobile, and she just answered.
So she's good.
Yeah.
I don't know
T-Mobile, I'm good.
You're T-Mobile and you're good.
Yeah.
And Laura, you're good?
No, I'm not.
You're still no bueno.
I'm AT&T and I'm no bueno.
And by the way, meanwhile, Laura's partner, who has his tin hat on very tight.
Oh, my God.
He's like freaking out, thinking this is it. They've attacked us. There's a cyber attack. It's going down.
You
today.
Saw the, what was the TV show executive produced by Barack and Michelle?
The one I still haven't watched that you told me about.
Yeah, that was Leave the World Behind.
Right.
First thing that went down is Wi-Fi.
Yeah, he started sending me all this, like, looks, it could be a cybersecurity, this and that. You need to get home right now.
And I was like,
I'm communicating through the Wi-Fi on my laptop and DM on IG.
Is that what you're on?
Yes, but my phone doesn't work.
Oh, what about his? Does his work?
He said he's Gucci.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that. I think it's just an AT&T thing, but I'm not going to lie. One day, we will probably live through that time.
Because why would Barack and Michelle executive produce something that would show?
Wow. Oh, my God.
That was what we was all saying.
Well, for the record, they're producing a lot of stuff right now.
Get your contingency plans together.
But yeah, you do have to have a contingency. I don't have a house phone. I'd be lost out here.
Yeah.
I'd be lost in these streets, just so you know.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'm not well prepared. I need to be more of a doomsday prepper.
Watch Leave the World Behind, man.
Great.
I'll be scared.
That's good. No, you won't be scared, but you'll just be like,
But this is a reminder for everybody. It's really good to have, like, just a package with necessities. Like, I used to have a solar-powered charger. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I did with it.
Great. That's helpful.
Wow.
But get stuff like that, batteries, that, you know, for an emergency. Just yeah. It's good to be prepared.
Flashlights,
anyway.
Right, here's, candles.
Griff just said, all the major carriers are experiencing outages. He sent me a list, dude. It's everybody.
He sent you a text because I didn't get
Laura wouldn't even get it, but I got but I'm saying he sent me a list. It's everybody, bro.
Oh,
I'm talking about even Cricket. Cricket's at problems. Boost is having problems.
Wi-Fi right now.
Spectrum's having problems.
Oh, man.
Google had they all had a spike in outages at the same time.
Okay.
This is a satellite situation.
But just pay attention, guys. I mean, you can't Google it on your phone, but just pay attention. That's your flashing lights report.
Oh, man.
Time is 8:53.
It happened in the show.
Alternate side parking is in effect.
What celebrity comes to your mind when you're like, we need help? Is it still Will Smith?
No, it's Ja Rule.
Why?
Why Ja Rule?
Exactly. Remember when
Dave
Chappelle said, "Where's Ja Rule?"
Oh. No, I mean to save us, not to be interviewed.
Yeah.
Is it Will? Independence Day?
Independence Day? Yeah, I like Hancock.
Excuse me?
Wow. You see that?
Hey, yo.
Damn, Usher,
we gotta go. Damn, Usher.
Yo, isolate that.
You can't say nothing nowadays.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.